Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about solitude or sitting with yourself, and I've got some tips for how we might be able to make the most of any time we spend alone. All of us have to spend some time alone. It's an essential part of the human condition that certain things we experience just have to be experienced and dealt with alone, and that we can't have people around us all the time, that solitude is actually unavoidable. And it can actually be a really, really great thing as well. How we deal with our alone time and solitude and where we sit in relation to wanting to have people around us or not is actually based on our personality type and how introverted or extroverted we are. And all of us are obviously on a spectrum in relation to those two things. It's true that people are great, they're amazing, and we can have incredible connections with them, that they can be really, really important resources for us and great supports for us, and we can for them as well, and that living in community and connection is actually one of the things that gives life value. But it's also true that spending time alone is actually really, really good for us. We need some time to sit alone with the world and have a space and enter a space of reflection, of self-awareness and of self-exploration as well. It's often really hard to do that when there's people around. As a general rule, too much at either end of these spectrums is probably not that healthy and not that good for us. So too much time spent with people can be really, really can cause issues, and too much time spent alone can also be problematic. So, the first mind game this week is to think about where you would place yourself. Where do you feel most comfortable on that spectrum? Where are you in relation to feeling comfortable alone or comfortable with people? What gives you the most energy? What feeds you? And it's important to just be able to know where we are. Because when it comes to sitting with ourselves and experiencing solitude, I guess it can be really, really important that we make the most of it. And my second mind game this week is to have a think about, if we are going to spend a bit of time sitting alone and actually get the most benefit from it, what is it that it's offering us a break from? Is it allowing us the opportunity to sit alone? In which case, what does this mean about our world and our social connections? Have we spent too much time in contact with other people? Are we trying to get a break from social media or from work or from devices? And if so, what does that mean for our relationship with these things? And that's one way we can get the most out of our time spent alone. And the next way is that we can actually, you know, get into the practice of sitting with self and using this as a really deeply reflective time. Thinking about where we're at, what are we feeling at the present moment, how are we traveling at the moment generally in life, where are the stresses coming from, where are the difficulties, where are the good times and where are the complicated times, and also thinking about yourself in time and thinking about how does what I'm experiencing right now compare with where I was a year ago. It might be a good opportunity to do some self-development, to do some learning as well, reading and reflection. It might be about checking in with some of your goals as well, and these are all ways that we can get the most out of our time alone. So, sit with yourself differently this week with Mind Games.